It's not every year that the National Endowment of the Arts National Heritage Fellowships honors a musician from Fresno. This year, though, traditional Lao musician Bunsen Sinanon is one of the national honorees for this fellowship. He is one of the most acclaimed performers of a traditional free reed mouth organ that's native to the country of Laos. Bunsen, can you tell me about the kan, your instrument? How does it work?
When you play kan, you need to use the wind, which is coming from your mouth, and use your finger, your hand. Okay, it's actually the kan is made out of a wood or a bamboo tree, and they use the reed is maybe they made it by copper or metal.
Now you first began playing this instrument at age 15. When you first went blind, did the instrument and learning it help you through that process?
Okay, what it helped me when I play the can, it helped me feel very happy.
I understand your uncle played and many of the elders also. Is this something that you learn to play by reading music, or is it a tradition that's passed down? How does one learn to play this instrument?
There's no book or there's no note for me to learn it from, but I depend on how to listen to the sound of the can.
Can you maybe just demonstrate very briefly the instrument for us right now so our listeners can hear?
เจ้าสามารถลิ้นเป่าแค่นี้เล็กๆน้อยๆได้บ่มื้อนี้เพื่อให้คนได้ฟัง
Okay, บ่มีปัญหา
Yes, there's no problem. I will play.
Bunsen Sinanon in our studio today demonstrating the traditional Lao instrument, the can. He is one of the world's leading performers on this instrument and was recently awarded the NEA National Heritage Fellowship. Bunsen, when you first learned you won this national honor, how did that feel?
I am very proud and happy for myself, and especially it's not just for me, it's for Lao community who live in Fresno, and also for the Lao people that live all over the world.
Bunsen, you learned from elders when you were a young man. Now you're one of the best performers on the can. Do you teach younger Lao musicians?
Sean, you. Kamita Hainut la. Tihian tala jangwa ka Hainut ka
jang. Yes, I do. The way I teach, if I give them the note, I will give them the note and then for them and they take it home or they just learn right there. They say that they would like to learn. They like the sound of the can, and when they hear the can, it make them feel very joyful.
Are you at all worried that younger American-born generations will continue the tradition?
Yes, I am really concerned. But I think it's the number is really low for the young generation.
The music that you perform on the can, what sort of setting is it traditionally performed in? Is it a festival? Is it a family gathering or a funeral or those sorts of things? Where would one hear this music traditionally in Laos?
ผูกแขนนี่ก็ได้เอาไปใส่ไปแต่งดองเอาไปใส่ตัวงาน
you can hear the sound of the can when they have some kind of traditional ceremony and wedding and maybe they have some kind of festival at the temple.
Tell us about the piece that you're going to play. This is, I understand, about the bamboo leaves.
Lom phat phai.
Khom mai wa pen adai. It's called lom phat phai.
Lom phat phai ni sadang wa lom phat bai phai man.
So lom phat phai is the meaning of the lom phat phai is the wind blow the leaf on top of the bamboo tree. When the wind blow the top, the leaf it's tilted, it's swing back and forth, and whoever see that they will feel happy, they will feel joyful.
Let's listen now. Bunsen Sinanon joining us, the performer on the traditional Laotian instrument, the can. Bunsen, can you remember the first time you heard someone play the can, or the first time that it really made you want to play it?
First time I heard the sound of the can is from the elderly people that play in the village. And I also attending some kind of show back in the country.
Now, Bunsen, you came to America as a refugee in the early 1980s. What was that like? What was your experience like coming here initially? And were you worried that you might not be able to continue to perform? Was that a worry of yours?
When I first came, I have no idea regarding am I going to continue to play the instrument or it just black out.
Was it difficult to get back into performing and traveling around to different communities, or was that a quick process? Did you become a part of the American Lao community quickly?
It's not hard to regain in terms of playing the can, because when I live here for a while and then I met Lao people, and then they give me some idea, they guide me to play to go back and play and then perform at the like Lao traditional festival or go to the people's house and play.
In 2007, Bunsen, you were invited to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, to perform for the Smithsonian Institution's American Folklife Festival. What was that experience like? It had to be a great honor.
Oh, DJ Lai, done that.
I was really happy that I get to travel to Washington, D.C. and play for people, and they can be able to hear the sound of the can, and they applause for me, and I feel really proud of myself.
Bunsen, we're almost out of time. I understand you have one more song for us to play here in our studio. What is the name of this song, and what is it about?
Salawan.
It's called Salavan.
And what is it about?
เกี่ยวกับหยัง
สารวันนี่เป็นของเผ่าสารวันกันก็จะ
It's a song that represents the ethnic group called Salavan. Every time they want to dance, they need to play this song.
Fresno's Bunsen Sinanon, one of the world's leading performers on the traditional Laotian instrument known as the can. He was recently one of a handful of musicians across the country honored with a fellowship by the National Endowment for the Arts. Bunsen Sinanon, thank you so much for joining us today. It was our pleasure.
เป็นสิ่งที่มหัศจรรย์หลายขอบใจหลายๆ
ขอบใจ
Thank you very much.
Thank you.